I'm joined here with Coach Todd Richardson. A great win for you guys tonight, 35-7. And you talk about surprising everybody here in the stadium here tonight. First quarter, four touchdown passes. But you know what? They were set up nicely by Parker Gooden, three of those to Marshall Froh. And that was a great start for you guys. And it just was tough the second and third quarters. You get back on the board in the fourth quarter, but you really had the game in control for pretty much the entire night.
Yeah, I mean, we came out pretty fast, pretty heavy, and our line gave Parker some time. And, you know, Marshall's an athlete, Nick's an athlete. They came out and competed and got us up on the board. And then, yeah, we struggled for a while. I think we kind of got a little complacent with the score being what it was in that first quarter, and our guys kind of let down, and then we kind of picked it up after our halftime. So little things that needed to be fixed, but at the end of the game, a win's a win.
Absolutely. Do you think maybe part of that was maybe due to just not them used to having that big of lead that early on?
Yes and no. All great teams learn mm-hmm. to adjust and play with the situation at hand. And I think, like I said, after we talked with them at halftime, we came out and reconsidered our options and came out.
Yeah, and kind of going back to the passing game, you could tell that Hugoton really, once again, like about every team you face this year, they were content on stopping the run, and they'd blitz about everybody, about every play. And then you guys were hitting it to the outside, hitting it upfield there, and burning Hugoton's secondary a few times tonight. And that later on in the game eventually opened up some holes for your running backs to run through.
Yeah, once you get, the defense kind of hold off on the blitzes and all of that, that kind of opens up some eyes for our backs, mm-hmm. and you know, having that trio of backs that we have opened up quite a few options for us.
Once again, assistant coach Todd Richardson joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here on homecoming tonight, 35-7, and just another solid team defensive performance for you guys. And it took a 51-yard run for Hugoton for them to get out of a negative yardage for the game for them in about a quarter and a half there. They got down in the red zone, and then your defense did a good job picking themselves off the mat after one play, moving on to the next play, and stepping up and eventually holding them on to turnover on downs.
Yeah, we just had a slight miscommunication on that play that they busted open, and then kind of backs against the wall. You know, our defense came out and did what they're taught to do.
Well, it's kind of a rough night in a way. It looked like some nicks and bruises along the way, and hopefully you guys make it out of here healthy. But you know, it's good to see Jared Juergens kind of bounce back up again, a back-to-back 100-yard rushing game for him.
Yeah, Jared's a very physical running back. He doesn't go down on first contact. He's light mm-hmm. on his toes, but he's a very lateral, you know, running back. And, I mean, he's a great back to have back there.
Well, it's 4-0 for Scott City this year, and it's a road trip to Ulysses next Friday night. They may be 0-4, but they're going to get a little fired up because it's Scott City coming to town.
Yeah, you know, we never look at the records going into the game. It's just the next man up on the schedule for us. You know, despite them being 0-4, Ulysses Scott City is a big rivalry, and it's a very physical game. So hopefully we can get some rest on these backs that kind of got a little dinged up tonight.
Absolutely. Once again, assistant coach Todd Richardson joining us here post-game. Beavers win it on homecoming night, 35-7. Thanks as always, Todd, and we'll see you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.